Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. And I've got a bonus video for you today, which is a really good one, because the ransomware attacks are huge. And we've got one that's breaking news that you have to hear about. And before I get into it, like the video, subscribe to the channel. If you want to get a hold of me, it's hello@iallegedly.com. But we have all heard of the company Comcast. Comcast is arguably one of the largest cable providers in the United States. Now, they have a subsidiary that is a internet company, Xfinity. Now, here's the worst part about this. Xfinity just got hit with a hacking, and the hacking is 35.9 million people. So 36 million people got hit with this. Now, what Xfinity just did was they went to the state of Maine and said, we want everybody to know what, you know, that this just happened and that the data was gone. And this is critical that you guys understand the severity of this one, because we're all lazy. Let's face it. We're all working. We're busy. It's the holidays. It rained this morning. I'll film later. I can't. Okay, now it's dry. You know what I mean? We all get caught up in our days. It's just the way it is. What happened with this, and what they admitted to the hacking that is so serious, is that not only did they get the names, addresses, and passwords for everybody, but they got people's financial information and the most critical part. This is the thing that floored me the most. They got the security questions for people when they log in. Oh, okay. Now, for some of you, this is worse than ever because you can change your password. But guess what, Mary Jones? Where did you go to school? Where was your first school? Oh, I went to Brighton Elementary. Okay, well, they know that now. Do you understand how bad that is? Name your first pet. Okay, well, it was Gypsy, the cat. Okay, well, guess what? They know that now. So the severity of this, and the hackers are doing this on a daily basis. They're doing it because they're getting paid, and they're selling our data like never before. So you can't be lazy anymore. You just have to understand the severity of this. But Comcast, they'll get sued for this one later on down the road. But I'm sick of this stuff happening. And then there's a class action lawsuit. The lawyers get rich. And 3 years later, you're going to get $66 back. Okay? But again, your bank account has been drained. Your pension, everything. Back in the day, one thing that people would do is they would go online when you traveled, and they would go on the internet and they could spoof people, and they could make it so that they could see what you were doing and what you're posting online. With technology, it's gotten better to where that's more difficult, but they're going to the source with this stuff. So you guys have to protect yourself. Again, there's no sponsor in this video, but you have to have the VPN. I am telling you this right now. Private internet access was the product of the year last year. There's a 99% chance it's going to be the product of the year for 2023 for the channel. You have to protect yourself. And what it does, the VPN is basically a tunnel of encryption when you log into places. Let me give you guys an idea out here, okay? I was just looking up stories right now, and I had the VPN on, okay? It's that simple. There's no hardware, there's nothing. But if you don't think that these hackers are working overtime, you know, look, one button, you turn it on, there's no hardware. Plus, the deal I worked out through the end of the year, and again, this expires at the end of the year, is you get every device in your account. So if you sign up every device in your household, your computers, your laptop, your tablets, your cell phones, everything gets covered for that, and it's 83% off. But they threw in everything. They threw in the kitchen sink. That'll end someday. You understand? But I know it's through the end of the year. But this one, the Comcast one, this one's scary, because what happened with this was the getting the data that you have and what you're asked is worse for some people than anything else. Because, oh, I have Gypsy321 as my password. You know, you can change your passwords. But I'm telling you, the security questions, where you went to school, your mother's maiden name, things like that, once they get that, all bets are off, guys, because they can go and they can try other things. And if you don't think that this is easy for them, You can sit there and you can punch in a someone's screen name or their personal name and see all the social media accounts. You don't think that these hacksters are out there doing this, and they're out there with your password and with your questions, just getting data, getting data, getting data, getting data. I had some jackass that was on Instagram. That was me. Okay, so everybody reported him, and you have to do that. When you get the people that do the Amazon things and they have all the accounts and all the, hey, try this account from Amazon, report it, guys. Everybody needs to report this, and you need to protect yourself. You can't be, you can be lazy in so many areas of your life, but you can't be lazy with your internet security, guys. It's too much right now. They are working overtime to get us. So the, you know, as I was researching this out here, I'm sitting there reading this story. Hey, listen, this hacking group, we did, the FBI did a great job, and they shut down a hacking group, and they returned 500 accounts to their original owners. 500. They're patting themselves in the back, having 500 accounts that were seized by hackers returned to people. That is Looneyville, guys, when you're talking about 36 million accounts. So bravo, congratulations. But here's the thing that just got me. And this is the thing that you have to look at. And this link is below. And I want you to think about this. This is a ransomware attack map for the United States. And when you think about this, think about this. This is what it costs people right now. Healthcare in 2023. This is not all time. $7.8 billion. Ransom attacks on U.S. schools, $9.45 billion. Ransom attacks on the U.S. government was $70 billion. U.S. businesses is $20.9 billion already in damages that they have. So, guys, when you see this map, and it is crazy, and it's too much, but look at this below, and the total records that were affected were 236 million accounts were affected by this in 2023 already. And, you know, number of ransomware attacks by month. And you just, it just breaks it down, guys. But this is all free information that you can get. But again, change your passwords, guys. Go out there and think about your questions. And also, make sure, you know, well, I don't want my wife to know what my password is for PGA golf, Dan, because I don't want her to know I'm spending money on that. I'm telling you guys, protect yourselves. Because what's going to happen is they're going to get to something that's going to cause you serious damage. Or you're going to wake up, like I've had people in the last week, wow, Dan, I had a credit card, and I need to shop for Christmas, and I don't have a credit card right now on the 20th of the month to go out and buy presents for my grandkids. Okay? Guys, deal with this. Also, if that ever happens to you, call the credit card company and have them overnight the card to you. They will do that. If you had the account for a few years, they'll do it for you in a second. I was sitting in a hotel room once and was swimming and saw something drift away in a little river, and I'm like, wow, that looked like my credit card. Get back to the room, and guess what it was? My credit card. So they had one overnighted to me, okay? So that can be done. So breaking news, check it out, protect yourself, read the stories below. The other thing that's absolutely insane is Bird scooters. You know those scooters that you see laying on the side of the road in municipalities and different larger cities like Los Angeles and Long Beach and things like that here down by the beach. Well, those guys, I want you to think about this. They had all this legislation passed to make it so that they didn't have to have things like helmets. If your kid rode down the street at this golf course and a cop was here and he didn't have his helmet on, they could write him a ticket. But Bird got a waiver for that. Bird went public and was valued at $2.3 billion. And again, if you are over 50 years old and you fall, you run the risk of seriously damaging yourself and expediting your demise off this planet, okay? The nurse that I know says, I'm telling you, people shouldn't ride motorcycles unless that's what they've done for years. People shouldn't ride those stupid scooters, because she sees people that have broken limbs and had heart conditions beyond belief, okay? That company just filed bankruptcy. They got delisted from the stock exchange because the stock had been gone down so much, and it finally got delisted. So now they're going to have bankruptcy. This doesn't affect the UK, and it doesn't affect Canada, but it affects the United States. Who cares? Okay? But once again, guys, protect yourself. Don't ride a scooter, wear a helmet. You know, the fact that they got legislation through, like here in the state of California, that people didn't need to wear a helmet and all these people crashed and got injured. So who got bought off for that? Okay? So these ransomware attacks are not going to go away. You have to protect yourself. You have to protect your family. Am I a little passionate about this? Yeah, I'm furious about this because I get people that when I talk to them, hey, don't forget to change your password. And they roll their eyes like, okay, mom, you know, like they're doing that. This is on you guys now. Comcast, one of the largest cable providers. If they're not the largest cable, one number one or number two. Spectrum, whoever's number one, I could care less. But they got hacked for 36 million of you just in one sector of the company. You think they're trying to go through to the other side? Yeah. And then Xfinity, the internet company, said, listen, this is just a vulnerability through the back end. We think we have it fixed. We think we have it fixed. Okay. While your checking account's been drained, they think they have it fixed. Don't forget to like the video. Hope you enjoy the bonus content every now and then. If you want to get a hold of me, hello@iallegedly.com. Like, subscribe. There's over 1,000 videos on the channel. But man, oh man, this one I'm really upset about. So share your thoughts. Talk to you guys soon. Be back on the regular schedule after this.